strengthened oversight of Zambia's market and improved compliance by businesses. The commission revealed that it has handled 103 major transactions valued at 17.6 billion, facilitated the creation and preservation of 1,191 jobs, and intensified enforcement against abuse of dominance and restrictive business practices. The commission also investigated 19 abuse of dominance cases and 38 restrictive business practices cases, including a high-profile ruling against Ride Firm Yango Zam Limited for anti-competitive conduct, resulting in fines and corrective directives. On the consumer protection front, the CCPC revealed that 1,145 consumer complaints in 2025 and secured refunds, disbursement, and services readiness varied at over 4.8 million. Most complaints originated from the retail, microfinance, and mobile money sector. The Commission also conducted joint inspection with other regulators across 85 districts, inspecting 1,960 trading premises and seizing goods worth over 627,000. Speaking on the consumer's performance, CCPC Executive Director Mrs. Eunice Piri Hamahua says the achievement demonstrates the institution's commitment to fair competition and consumer welfare.
Further allegations were that this conduct forced competitors who lacked the capacity to price below marginal cost to exit the market, after which Yango would increase prices and earn excessive profits to the detriment of consumers. The complaints further allege that Yango was not paying taxes on its operations in Zambia, enabling it to charge lower prices than competitors who were tax compliant. Additional concerns were raised regarding the treatment of drivers on the platform. It was alleged that drivers were unable to cancel trips prior to picking up passengers and were not provided with key trip details such as destination and fare before accepting rides. Complaints also indicated that certain incentives, including weekly driver bonuses, were withdrawn or revoked without clear explanation.
The Zambia Association of Manufacturers, ZAM, has welcomed the continued improvement in Zambia's microeconomy environment, citing the appreciation of the kwacha, easing inflationary pressure, and recent reduction in fuel prices as positive signs of growing economic stability. Speaking during a press briefing, ZAM President Muhammad Ama says these developments demonstrate meaningful progress and provide a stronger foundation for sustained industrial growth. Mr. Ama says ZAM acknowledges the call by the Minister of Commerce, Trade and Industry for price reduction and has reaffirmed the manufacturing sector's commitment to supporting national efforts to reduce the cost of living. He noted that manufacturers are already responding to the improved economic conditions, with price adjustment being implemented in various sectors, while the association continues to engage stakeholders on how these gains can be maintained and expanded across the country. He further revealed that more than 25 manufacturers' companies have either announced or are in the process of announcing prices reductions, reflecting responsible pricing practices and tangible support for the consumers.
We have a range of skills which is more than 20. There are some skills which are there on the panel. So this reduction comes in with all the efforts from ZAM and government which have been taking now. And definitely our farmers, as winter means people start to eat, definitely this can be a great increase for the farmers to have to save the cost of production. As Mount Meru or other leaders, now prices and everything, they contribute to lower prices now. There can be a further lower input cost with lower price tips.
Vietnam aspiring independent member of parliament, Stefan Pirist, says that governance has been poor in Kanyama because the government has been imposing development on the people without engaging them. Mr. Piri has stated that his area of focus will be community dialogue through the people. He noted that engaging the community will enable create meaningful development, as it is the community members that know the challenges they face and what they need. The Kanyama aspirant has also noted that most members of the community do not know how to benefit from the Constituents Development Fund, CDF. He was speaking on the Bottom Line program on One Love Radio. Mukushi Town Council Chairperson Nelson Chilemu says that the Mukushi Town Council will be on 3rd April 2026 open a fast-track court to handle council-related offences. Mr. Mulemu said this when he was addressing people in Bongwe community, Mukushi district. He said that fast-track court will target traders found selling liquor without a valid trading license and operating from a prohibited area. This fast-track court will also address cases of noise pollution where public addresses speakers were being used without authorization, causing disturbances to the public. Economist Luvinda Hamazoka has clarified that many households and businesses are complaining about faster use of prepaid electricity units since the return of 24-hour supply. In a statement, Dr. Hamazoka clarified that ZESCO cannot deduct units already purchased once they are loaded into a certified meter. He emphasized that prepaid meters measures after electricity usage and cannot be manipulated to run faster. Dr. Hamazoka observed that higher consumption is driven by usage patterns, not billing errors. He highlighted that during load shedding, households used less electricity and units lasted longer. Dr. Hamazoka pointed out that with a stable supply, families have returned to electricity cookers, geysers and heaters. He explained that investors and solar system often recharge using ZESCO power, adding to the demand. Dr. Hamazoka underlined that emergency tariff introduced during shortages have now been removed. He indicated that ZESCO applies a progressive tariff structure where costs rise with higher consumption. The NGO Watch Forum has called for a swift to integrated and equitable water governance in the country. This follows a three-day learning session for over 50 NGO WASH Forum members on integrated water resources management and climate change held in Lusaka. Forum Advocates Officer Nonde Watula, who spoke on behalf of NGO WASH Forum Coordinator Bubala Mumba, emphasized that water is a lifeblood of ecosystem and a fundamental human right.
Is more than just a technical change. It is a commitment to balance the competing demands on our water, for our drinking, for our agriculture, for our industry, and for the environment in a way that is equitable and sustainable for all. The NGO WASH Forum believes that collaboration is our greatest challenge. No single organization can solve the water crisis alone. It requires the 3C: coordination, communication, and commitment.
Meanwhile, Water Voices United Deputy Project Manager Devin Goma outlined ongoing project support, adding that coaching and funding would be available to turn learning into action. Mr. Ngoma confirmed the project's commitment to strengthening civil society organizations, CSOs, advocates.
We spoke about